Well, from corporate malfeasance to other pitfalls of capitalism, and today marks 100 years since the Russian Revolution. Writer and broadcaster Helen Razor believes millennials could learn a thing or two from Karl Marx and his Communist Manifesto.
My name is Helen Razor. I am a white, tertiary, educated, perimenopausal queer lady. I'm a writer who works on zero-hour contracts for a number of great independent publications. And I'm telling you, if we don't remediate capitalism right now, capitalism will remediate us. Russia in the early 20th century was a place where the peasantry was starving. There was a small number of liberals who felt that something was wrong, but essentially we're still living in a time of feudalism. We're still living in a time of famine. People did not have the crude material stuff of life. Now, it need not have been a so-called communist revolution. An extraordinary man like Lenin and then his extraordinary deputy, Trotsky, may not have been the people who rose to the fore, but history produces certain results. And Marx provided not only an account of capitalism and feudalism and previous versions of what we call the mode of production, that is, basically the way we ensure our own survival as a mass, but it was because of his view of history that he saw possibilities for movement. And the result that he wanted was something called communism. That was the abolition of all capitalism and the abolition of private property, which all Marxists believe is the root of most forms of inequality. Not all forms of inequality. You know, you can have no property, still have sexism. You can have no property, you can maybe still have racism. But what we see now as wealth accumulation, and Marx always said that wealth accumulation by a few was the inevitable result of an ongoing capitalist system, we see these forms of wealth inequality returning to us in the Western present. We think, through globalisation, that we've got rid of our working class. Well, now instead we have a precariat. Most of them are of millennial age. Most millennials cannot afford to buy a house, are not good loan prospects so that they can acquire their own private property. And what we see happening, or at least what I see happening, is a real need to return to the internal contradictions of capitalism that cannot be maintained. And I see millennials as a revolutionary class. So, go back to Marx, the philosopher, the literary critic, the economist, and see what he has to teach you. And even if the only thing that he teaches you is that you, as a mass, if you forget your differences, put them aside and stand shoulder to shoulder with your comrades and work in a robust sense of disagreement, but also peaceably, in this kind of totalised answer to capitalism. It need not end in revolution. But hey, entre nous, I wouldn't mind seizing revolution.
That's right, a broadcaster and Marxist, Helen Razor. She's recently published a book called Total Propaganda, Basic Marxist Brainwashing for the Angry and the Young. And this week across RM, we're looking at the legacy of the Russian Revolution.